wonder, I have to wonder in places like Minnesota and Michigan if the mob squad is helping the efforts of Democrats or hurting. That's a fair question. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, two members of the mob squad. And I wonder if that's impacting those states when it comes to what's going to happen in 2020. I believe it would have to have an impact. I would have to believe that the anti-Semitic remarks from these women, these members of Congress, would have to have some impact. And so I want to play you this next bite, because here's Ilhan Omar, between Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who, by the way, have been attempting to go to Israel and have been denied, from what I understand, because they're going to go over there and, you know, and do a propaganda tour. They continue to compare Nazi Germany, where Jewish citizens were exterminated by a matter of law in the 1930s and 40s. They continue to compare Nazi Germany to Israel. There is nothing more racist or anti-Semitic that I can show you from any recent time in this country. And so I want you to hear this from Ilhan Omar, the mob squad, bite number five.
This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party. We should honor these movements and that history.
Uh-huh. Just like the Boston Tea Party. Yeah. Supporting a boycott of Israel is just like the Boston Tea Party, says the woman from Somalia. Is that racist? No. That's a fact. That is a fact. But it doesn't seem to bother DNC Chair Tom Perez. He doesn't seem to care much at all about anti-Semitic remarks or the mob squad or anything they do. The more radical, the better. Tom Perez is a far-left radical himself, and he's in charge of the Democratic National Committee. It's broke, by the way, under his tutelage. He's done a fine job of running them completely out of money and being completely incapable of getting more in the door, but that's okay. He's running the place, and he's just happy as a clam. It's bite number eight. Go.
Do you feel like the story's getting hijacked by these four women because there's so much focus on them? And then you have the BDS movement, and you've got a movement against that now that's forming in the House. Are they, you know, when you watch all that and you see that story getting so much attention all the time, I can't imagine that you're not thinking, you know, be quiet. We need to focus on our candidates.
Martha,
right now.
I'm proud of all the Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives because they have focused on the promises they made in 2018 to address prescription drugs. Costs, to protect access to health care, to raise the minimum wage, to make sure we address common sense gun violence reduction measures. They have delivered on those.
Uh-huh. He's proud of all of them. And you see how the gun control thing keeps getting elevated under this class of far-left radicals? Gun control, the legal ownership of firearms in America is under assault. It will certainly be more under assault if the Democrats get control of the White House, make no mistake. Joe Biden, by the way, the only Democrat polling right now ahead of Donald Trump in Ohio. Now, that's key. That means the rest of the field is falling back to Donald Trump. His plan, his message is working right now, is Donald Trump's. He will be in Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way, this coming week. We'll be there. I think it's Thursday, August 1st. We'll be there on hand. So you have the Democratic debates in Detroit, July 30 and 31. We'll have somebody inside for that. Then the Trump rally, that is, in Cincinnati, Ohio, at U.S. Bank, at the U.S. Bank facility right downtown. It's U.S. Bank Arena, I guess, right downtown Cincinnati. We'll be there. And we'll have complete coverage here on this program to make sure you're up to speed. Now, at a Detroit fundraiser with Dennis Archer, Joe Biden here said, no more Mr. Nice Guy when he gets to the debates in Detroit. It's gloves off. He's going to roll up his sleeves. He's going to get down to business with these folks. As you know, he got pummeled pretty well by Kamala Harris about busing during the last debate. But he's got bigger problems now. He's got bigger problems now because of the debate over the death penalty. Every single one of the Democratic candidates for president has come out against Bill Barr's announcement yesterday that the federal death penalty will be restarted now. 62 federal inmates face the death penalty. 5 have been pushed to the front of the list. Some of those people will be put to death in December, some in January. People like Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders coming out forcefully and loudly against the death penalty. But Joe Biden is a man who is proud of his role. He wrote the statute for the death penalty. He's proud of it. You go back to the 1990s, we'll get that tape for you. We got to get that and dig it out of the archive. But we have that. All part of the crime bill that Joe Biden created, which means come this week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, Joe Biden's support of the death penalty, vocal, ardent support of the death penalty, will certainly come back to haunt him in Detroit. It'll be one of the hot topics, I can guarantee you that. And, of course, like I said, we'll be there. Other hot topics will be energy, global climate change, as Paris registers 108 degrees yesterday. And, of course, that'll be a hot topic, no pun intended. And USMCA and all the rest will be there front row just for you and have reports from the Democratic debates. It's critical. But I wonder what Joe Biden is going to do when he gets broadsided for his support of the death penalty. What is Joe Biden going to do when he gets slammed? Joe Biden is going to be a lot quicker on his feet and a lot more aggressive if he intends to remain in the lead in the race to become the Democratic nominee. By the way, Democrats in general, people like Michael Moore, don't believe that Joe Biden can win. Yeah, he's a nice guy. I like the guy. He can't beat Trump, said Michael Moore in a tweet yesterday. It's what a lot of people think, me included. It's 52 after. It's a Friday. Some final thoughts for this second hour right after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.